Many of Miss Meyer's stories had to do with the nature of small-town life. One recurrent theme suggested that people in Orleans tended to be quite tolerant of their eccentrics, as long as they didn't hurt anyone. There was Peaky Willie, for instance, the local Peeping Tom, whose face might unexpectedly show up against a local resident's dining room window during dinner, startling an out-of-town guest. "Oh, that's just Peaky Willie," the host would reassure the guest. "He's harmless," perhaps waving her hand at the intruder and saying, "Shoo, Willie, go away now," as one might to a cat. There was, however, a darker side to close-knit community life. This tended to exhibit itself as a certain xenophobia, an inborn prejudice towards, if not fear of, foreigners. Foreigners, in this case, sometimes simply meant individuals who didn't come from your town. Derogatory terms and attitudes towards inhabitants of neighboring communities were rampant on the Cape in the early 20th century. Harwich residents were commonly referred to as hair-leggers, referring to the rough leggings worn by many cranberry pickers in the town. Miss Myers herself was not exempt from such prejudice. For instance, she sometimes referred to Wellfleet as the place where all the idiots live, a reference to a reputed proclivity for inbreeding in that community. When, back in 1994, I told her I was moving there, she gave me a long look, and then, as if not to hurt my feelings, she said, "Well, I've heard a lot of artists have moved there lately, so maybe it's not so bad anymore." There were even distinctions made within a town as to who belonged and who didn't, as the following story she told me illustrates. It concerned one Isabella Richardson, who used to work in the old Livingston's Pharmacy when I first came to the Cape in the 1960s. Isabella grew up in Orleans in the 1920s and 30s. Still, her father's family was not from the Cape, and as a child she experienced the local prejudice against outsiders. "One day," said Miss Myers, "we had a local man, Mr. Beatty, as a substitute history teacher in the high school. He got up in front of the room and said, 'All right now, I want all you Nickersons to stand up.' A good percentage of the class stood. 'Now I want all you Snows to stand up.' And several more children stood. 'Now I want all you Mayos to stand.' And again several pupils stood. 'Now the Smiths.' And once again several children stood. He did this several more times, going through the local families, and finally he said, 'All right, now I want all you foreigners to stand up.' And Isabella, her face beat red with embarrassment, stood up, along with several of the Norjo boys, whose family had only recently settled in Orleans after helping to build the French cable station. After class, Isabella confronted Mr. Beatty. "How dare you embarrass us like that," she said, her voice trembling and her eyes flashing with anger. "You have no right to make us feel as if we was from Brewster." "Run that by me again," I said. "Well," said Miss Myers, "you know, in those days you wouldn't speak to anybody from Brewster if you could help it. You'd try to speak to somebody from Chatham."